From the Brazos County Health Department, Sarah Mendez, Dr. Eric Wilkie. Good evening.
Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy. And Sarah, let's talk about what Public Health Week is about.
Public Health Week is going to be celebrated April 2nd through 8th, and Public Health Week is a national time to recognize the contributions of public health, as well as to highlight issues that are important to improving our public's health.
Which entails what?
Well, that could be a couple of different things. Locally, at our local public health department, we do environmental health services, where we do restaurant inspections, do different inspections of food establishments. We provide immunizations. We work with communicable disease. We have emergency preparedness. So any type of public health issues, we try to address here in Brazos County.
And then specifically, what's happening next week?
Next week, we've got a free food handler class for the first 50 people that sign up starting on April 2nd. If you're on a private well, you can bring in your well water for a $5 testing for bacteria that frequently cause disease in certain wells. And there's a presentation on what's bugging in your backyard, which talks about scorpion spiders and other biting bugs. That's April 3rd at 6 p.m. And on April 4th, from 1:30 to 3:30, there's free HIV and syphilis testing. HIV is still an important thing. Most new cases are actually in fairly young people. We've got a young group of people here in our area, so it's important to make sure that it's properly screened for.
Again, visiting with Dr. Eric Wilkie and Sarah Mendez in the Brazos County Health Department. It's also a good opportunity just to hype what else goes on in the health department and what are some misconceptions or some things that people aren't aware of once they find out about. They're kind of surprised because they didn't know it existed. Is there anything off the top of your head that would fit that?
Yeah, there's one thing that was a little controversial. Obviously, with budgetary constraints that are affecting, the entire United States and Texas included, is there's been some limitations on vaccinations that can be offered. So you need to be in a population that needs the service at a discount. So if you're, have a full medical insurance, then we really can't offer that at this point. So that caused a little bit of a concern with some of the public when that transition was going on. But we really want to focus the service for those that need it the most and make sure we can offer it for them.
And I may catch you off guard, but the number of people who are served by the health department in one way or another, any idea?
I don't know specific numbers, but most people think that the health department is there maybe for those that don't have insurance or are lower income. But actually, anybody that lives in Brazos County is benefits from the services at the health department. Whether you eat at a restaurant, when you go to brush your teeth in the morning, you turn on the water, that water has been tested at the health department. So everybody utilizes our services every day.
And again, we'll run down the special offers that are taking place next week here as we wrap up. Dr. Wilkie, I want to digress just a little bit because you had mentioned before we went on the air that away from the health department, you're going to be busy doing some other things overseas.
We have the opportunity to go to Uganda and work in a hospital there. We're going to go with some of the A&M College of Medicine medical students, so spend some time, and it's always an eye-opener to see medicine in other parts of the world. It gives you a pretty good appreciation of things like public health, which can largely be absent where we're headed.
And what are the expectations? What are the goals for the Uganda trip?
Well, with the students in particular, they're going to see diseases that they're likely never to see here. There's from an infectious standpoint, if you've got some medical curiosity, it's just fascinating. There's lots of stuff to be exposed to. And then emergency medicine, which is my specialty, is not very well developed in Uganda or many parts of Africa. So we're really trying to work on how to help them build up their services and their treatment of emergent conditions.
And you've made a couple of references to just how much worse it is in third world countries versus the United States, Brazos County, for instance. But do you think there will be things that you'll be able to bring back that you'll be able to apply in one way or another here on this side of the pond?
Well, I think diseases that are very common there that we occasionally see here, like malaria, Usually it's from somebody that's traveled outside, you know, the United States. But there's even malaria in Mexico. You don't have to travel too far to get encounter of it. So getting exposure to that type of thing, I think, is very helpful. It's sort of a little bit of a reset. You know, you always come back and you think, boy, you know, we should all be a lot more grateful for what we've got. There's a lot that a lot of people that deal with a lot less. So it's kind of a little bit of a thermostat reset.
We've entered the spring season. Usually it's late fall, early winter when we're thinking about flu and flu vaccinations. We're now in our first college semester now with the bacterial meningitis vaccine requirement. What else as far as public health issues at this time of the year that maybe we can get out the early word to listeners?
We have had a lot of rain this year, and so we may be seeing some West Nile virus again. Usually we'll start seeing that around the summer, and we'll start to do some promotion then. Last year, actually the last several years, we have not seen much West Nile virus in our community just because of the lack of rain. However, this year, with the increase in rain, it could be increase in mosquitoes, which could lead to that.
So is there anything at this point from a prevention standpoint, or do we just have to wait until the season warms up and stays warm?
Well, as far as prevention, using any kind of bug spray when you're outside, you know, to prevent getting bit by mosquitoes. If there's any standing water, drain that. You don't want to have any standing water in your backyard, which is a breeding ground, you know, for mosquitoes.
Right. Or if you can't drain it, if you put some, like, dishwashing soap to, you know, decrease the surface tension, the eggs sink from the surface and then they can't hatch.
Well, okay, let's wrap up with a reminder again of the services that are going to be offered special next week for National Public Health Week.
Again, there's a free food handlers class for the first 50 people to sign up starting April 2nd, $5 private well water testing, a What's Bugging You in Your Backyard presentation on scorpion, spiders, and other biting bugs April 3rd at 6 p.m., and the free HIV and syphilis testing April 4th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m.
And again, this interview will be posted on our website in a little bit, WTAW.com. But if you want more information about what's going on at the Brazos County Health Department, the website's brazoshealth.org, and you all have the Facebook page at Brazos County Health Department.
That's correct.
Very good. Sarah Mendez, Eric Wilkie with the Brazos County Health Department with us again this next week being National Public Health Week. And thanks for coming by this afternoon.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.